Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
How do you like the warm temperatures of the last week or so? It's due to global warming, an acquaintance told me the other day. They also said, isn't it a shame that global warming is causing the low water flows in the Eel River and the possible salmon die-offs in the Klamath River? Say what? I replied, yeah, I'm sure it has nothing to do with the marijuana growers diverting much of the Eel River water and the Sacramento farmers taking the Klamath River. A while back, CNN said the Earth is melting because of man-made global warming. CBS said the planet has an emergency because of climate change. ABC said there is debate, though, if the global warming is man-made or natural. Scientists have determined the Earth's temperature has increased a half a degree since the 1980s and 1.4 degrees since the 1880s. University of Colorado scientists show data where the sea levels have been increasing. But then they say the global sea level has been generally rising since 1860 or earlier, 45 years before surface temperatures began to rise, and 75 years before man-made emissions. So what gives here? It may depend on what you would like it to say. In 1975, Newsweek reported the planet was cooling, and it would result in a drastic decline in food production. 30 years later, Newsweek reported that China was undergoing a severe food shortage due to global warming. That's a quick switch. I'm sure it had nothing to do with the population explosion and 2 billion people. In 2004, a paper in the Journal of Bioscience said that temperatures, growing seasons, rainfall, and sunlight increased worldwide vegetation production by 6.2% between 1982 and 99. We need to get these folks in touch with the China folks. The United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization said from the mid-70s to the late 90s that food consumption per person increased 15% worldwide and 36% in China. That's per person. Maybe that's why the shortage occurred. I don't know. The Washington Post said scientists around the globe now have rejected the main arguments and that the climate isn't warming. Humans aren't responsible, and the whole thing isn't a problem. An August 2011 petition signed by 9,000 Ph.D. air, water, and land scientists agreed with that conclusion and said any warming that may occur could actually be beneficial to natural plant and animal environments. I like to listen to scientists, but in this case, I have no idea what to believe. I'm confused, except for the 15% increase in food consumption per person. I personally have proved that one true. But if we want to take immediate steps to try and lower global temperatures, I suggest we take the advice from Jimmy Kimmel. Let's just switch from Fahrenheit to Celsius. This has been John Sapper for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.